I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Big issues, big guest, and our attention turns to Bucks County, where I think they're doing the right thing the way they're approaching the governor. That's why we invited on the lead commissioner, Diane Marseglia, who is a Democrat. Democrats now control Bucks County commissioners 2-1. She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 on The Dom Show. Hey, Diane, welcome in. Thank you for joining us today very much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I think we've spoken over the years, and I like your approach with what you're doing here with Governor Wolf. So if you would tell listeners, particularly Bucks County constituents, your proposal is that he should tell you by tomorrow, I guess a ballpark or a date certain, when you will be able to reopen. And is that the gist of what your proposal is?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't tell the governor to give us a date.
Okay.
We wrote to the governor and asked if he would take a second look at the metrics they were using in Bucks County, because we're kind of unique in terms of our numbers and the way we've been approaching documenting the disease. And we didn't really hear from that anything back on that letter. So we called and asked if we could speak, you know, to Dr. Levine or the governor about it. And a call was set up. And so we were able to speak to a couple of the governor's staff and Dr. Levine on Saturday. The date kind of about letting us know is, we just said, you know, our residents and our businesses need to have a date, because we just need some kind of hope to be able to offer to people. And, you know, they kind of said, well, we'll let you know in a week or two. And we kind of said, well, we did say, you know, we really need to know next week. We really need to know by Wednesday. Patience is running out. And I believe the people of Bucks County will do whatever they have to do to keep each other safe. But it is hard when the date changes a lot and you don't know why the date's changing. So,
well,
so we need,
right,
you know, either a change of date or a firm date or some information.
Yeah. Well, look, I agree with you. And as a Democrat-led group, you're one of the first to do it. And as I said, in a respectful manner, I get you. I get what you're saying, that you actually broke through. Look, I think the Damsker guy, Dr. Damsker, deserves a raise and another title. I got to tell you, as a communicator, I've had him on 10 times over the years. When he was on the other day, Diane, he made the point he wants to do testing. He believes in testing. But the more he tests, he's not going to meet their metric. And this metric, to me, is just kind of pulled out of the air. It shouldn't apply. The nursing home component has to be taken into account here.
Well, sure. And my mother is in the county nursing home. So, you know, I'm fully aware of the horrors that have happened because of that disease. But it isn't the nursing home's fault. It is the disease. It's once it gets into a nursing
right.
home, it does that. And, you know, the people of Bucks County, we have used social distancing. We've been using masks, and they are critical. And if we're going to open up, they're going to have to stay critical. People are going to need to have to get used to that. But that will keep, you know, the community spread under control. I think that's probably what Dr. Damsker was talking to you about, too, was that we aren't seeing so much community spread. Actually, we had none on Sunday with those numbers. What Dr. Damsker has done that is so unique to any other county in Bucks is that he is contact tracing. We already have had it in place all along. There's 30 people, and
right.
they have contacted 95% of the 4,000 people and tracked it down.
Well, what's the consequence then if you don't get an answer tomorrow? What do you do? I mean, you've been polite, you've been reasonable, but you've asked for a public response. What do you do then?
Well, are you all right with me saying, I know we're going to get a call tomorrow?
Oh, like, good. Yes. It's breaking news here. That's good. So you're going to get a call tomorrow. Well, and the call is going to give us, that's good. I like to be in on the call, but I'm glad you said that. So you're going to get a call tomorrow, and you think they're going to give you a ballpark figure.
I have a lot of hope in that. I have faith in it, and that's what I'm hoping for. And, you know, we'll have to sit down as commissioners if we don't. And you know, I want to make it real clear about something on this. We did not demand anything out of the governor. We didn't demand he calls tomorrow. We requested it. They're very busy. They're doing a lot of things. Maybe they won't get to us. But, you know, we requested it, and I have confidence in them.
Well, you know, look, I'm very glad you came on, and I get it, too. And I'm not saying you're doing this just in a partisan way, because you were willing to come on here, and I respect that a lot. But what Governor Wolf did yesterday, and Diane, what I proposed, and you'll see this in a column on Thursday, Dr. Levine is not an infectious disease. She's not Dr. Fauci. I'm not impugning fully her credibility. But I think even your guy, Damsker, and others are knowledgeable on this. And there ought to be more transparency. In other words, more questions asked back and forth. Do you feel when you've talked to her on this that you're getting response of things that appear to be not completely arbitrary, but there is a bit of an arbitrary nature to them?
Well, I imagine that when you're doing across the whole state, it looks like that. I am sure that people sometimes in Upper Bucks might think we're being arbitrary on decisions we make because we've got to take the factors in Lower Bucks into account. So it can look like that, and sometimes that happens. That's why we ask for that conversation. I have my sense is that they are looking at us as a 5-county region and maybe 7-county region even. And that's okay. We are a region, but because of the contact tracing, we feel we are unique to all those other counties. So we need a little bit of a special information and special look at, because we're really a terrific test case to look at.
Well, absolutely. And you've said in this too, right, June 2nd, if you have a date sometime in May that you can reopen up in yellow, which is just some baby step sort of, then people would be more reassured about coming out to vote in person on June 2nd.
Yeah, and the poll workers would be more willing probably to work the polls.
Are you having trouble with that, Diane, with poll workers?
Well, we weren't, but we have had some people drop out. So we're keeping a close eye on it. And, you know, we are paying $195 for the day, so we are paying the maximum amount. So anybody who hears this and wants to work a poll, we're happy to have you.
Yes. Okay. Well, if you get the call tomorrow during your show, please, you have our number or whatever. We'd love to hear you what the outcome is so that we know. And you would be the first, I think, to kind of break through or get a response that I think is a long time in coming. And this would give people some degree of certitude for their planning.
Right. Right. Just that degree of hope is what they need. Yep.
Diane, thank you very much for joining us today. Please come back.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Stay safe out there.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.